To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 6th of June, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that was going on over the weekend, but we're going to get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Well, WWDC 2022 just around the corner, so we better get these last rumors in before it starts. We all hear that Apple probably will reveal a new MacBook Air at the conference. Thing about it is, though, if we do see the new MacBook Air in all its glory, you may not be able to buy one yet. From the folks over at Bloomberg, and particularly Mark Gurman, because of those shutdowns in China due to COVID-19, MacBooks seem to be in very short supply. Most of you out there now probably have already heard of China's zero COVID policy, and with zero COVID means zero production. Now, Apple is expected to ship about 6 to 7 million new MacBook Airs before the third quarter of this year, but those shipments won't start heading out the door in the very near future. We also won't be seeing a wide variety of colors either. That may not have anything to do with manufacturing problems. It just seems that that's the way Apple wanted to go this time around. From what we can tell, the MacBook Air will probably have that 13-inch display with two USB-C ports, MagSafe charging compatibilities, and of course, Touch ID. The Touch Bar, however, though, not gonna be there. Well, from Apple, we moved to Linux. Yeah, we don't say that very often on this show, do we? Actually, Linux Mint. One of the popular utilities, of course, on Linux Mint is Time Shift. A lot of Linux users actually depend on that program, but it seems the distro's head not going to be behind the project anymore. Yes, the creator of Time Shift doesn't seem to have the time anymore, as there are other responsibilities apparently on their plate. However, though, have no fear, because the folks over at Linux Mint are going to continue forging forward. And because of that, Time Shift will actually become a member of the XApp family. For those of you unfamiliar, that's actually Mint Stable homegrown software, where it actually designs and develops the programs. As for current Time Shift users, doesn't look like you'll have to do a thing. Everything should just keep moving forward like it was and working like it was. I guess we'll call it a smooth transition. And finally, the Galaxy Watch 5 Pro. Oh yeah, it's a happening. Though not officially yet, but Samsung's hinting at it will. According to the folks over at 9to5 Mac and even The Verge, the latest update to the health app, where this was actually found out, both lists a Galaxy Watch 5 and a Galaxy Watch 5 Pro. However, though, the 5 Watch Classic, it's not there. So could this be the end of the Classic design? We don't know that yet. However, though, with the Pro on the way, it seems, what are we going to be getting? What's it going to look like? Well, we have no foggy idea. There has been some rumors over the past few months that Samsung might drop that rotating bezel, and the wristwear might use a light but strong titanium case and scratch-resistant sapphire glass. And I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, yeah, that sounds nice. I wonder what it's going to cost. Because surely with those improvements, the price will be going up. Not to mention also that it is a Pro. Obviously, we can't answer those questions right now. One thing, though, we can probably guarantee, the Pro OS will obviously be Wear OS. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything at the British Tech Network, including all the podcasts, britishtechnetwork.com. Go grab the latest Big Show. The latest Mac Show is up over there for you, too, as well. Also, don't forget to check out the photo show while you're over there, too. You can also check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on, well, what's happening at WWDC, more than likely. Yeah, it's probably going to be a big old Apple day for us here on the new show. Regardless of what comes our way, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.